I'm John Heinberg, market advisor from Stuart Peterson, stationed in West Bend, Wisconsin.
Looking at some of the marketing opportunities as harvest is wrapping up, what's the latest situation, John?
Well, taking a look at things, obviously we dealt with USDA numbers in the grain market yesterday. Extremely disappointing on the corn front. Had that big jump in corn yields up in North Dakota. Pushed that yield number up to 175.3. It's a lot of corn out there. Market seems to be digesting it fairly well. The one big component that's been building all the way through here has been the demand component of it. Weekly sales came out today, about 1 million metric tons again on that corn front. Good, strong sales there. So it's good to see that that grain's moving out. We got a lot to work through. Market's staying relatively choppy, but it's being supported on that demand side, especially as we're wrapping up the harvest here.
Looking at exports, record exports expected in 2016, what's some of the driving demand behind that, and do you think that'll help carry out the record crops?
That's going to be a big factor going forward as does that demand pace continue, especially in the export front. A lot of it has just been the fact that grains in here are valued. And with that, end users are picking them up and moving them out. Plus, also, there's just some demand issues because of what happened in South America earlier this spring in terms of the weather aspect. Right now, we're kind of the only game in town on both corn and beans, and we're seeing that being reflected. These end users seeing this value are concerned if something were to fall apart again this spring, they don't want to be caught behind the eight ball and not have those grains locked in or secured.
How long do you see that demand lasting, at least in the short term?
Short term, it'll stay fairly active. Like I said, it just doesn't seem like South America has those bushels for those end users. At least if they do, they're in limited quantities. And right now, with the value of where things are, they're looking to really kind of pull that together. Now, as we get a little bit closer, get a better understanding of South American weather, we'll probably see things start tapering off. Typically, that's how it goes as we move into the first part of the year. Then we'll probably really have to watch the market, see, especially on the bean front, if those export numbers will stay there. Do we get cancellations? And we had that a handful of years ago. That was the big chatter, and those cancellations never came, and the bean market really took off. So that's why with producers, if you're moving grains out here, keep some paper over top, re-own those grains, protect yourself for the summer run. So even though you lock in good profits here or good sales here, then you still can benefit down the road if we get that push higher.
And John, any other marketing advice for farmers?
Really start taking a look at next year and putting some good strategy together. Bottom line is going to be something we're really talking to our producers about. Typically, we get some type of a run that you're going to have an opportunity to make those sales into. So talk to your market advisors or give us a call. We'll look at some different strategy ideas, how we can maybe set some things up, that you set some targets, let those grains go, lock in that bottom line, but then keep the paper over top all the way through to next fall. Add some value, or just, you know, that way if something does occur and the market takes off, you're not sitting there with poor sales.